Blog Talk Radio.
The world, premier,
the attic, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight, real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Block Talk Radio. Yo, they funny. It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premier podcast, The Attic. Co-producer. Oh, this joker be locking it up. Messenger.
He real tight with God.
Baby girl.
Oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro.
He funny.
Nurse Carmen.
She be keeping it real.
And Sister Tippy.
Got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes.
Audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. It's time for The Attic. Again, this is a weekly podcast coming to you from different parts of the country, but all cast members are out of New Jerusalem, aka New Jersey. And I'm sorry, I drifted back into some hip hop. I thought this was the other radio station. But anyway, I got my cast with me and on The Attic again. We like to keep it like just different. Real normal to some people, but different to most, as we try to entertain you with a half hour podcast. Hey, this evening, how's my cast doing tonight? Is everybody good?
Good.
We're good.
Okay, is there anything that we need to know about, that we need to talk about before the show starts? Everybody thinking, yo, what kind of shit is this? We never talked about this. Hey, what's he doing right now? Anyway, let's get this show popping tonight. First topic we want to talk about. Again, this is the kind of bullshit that we like to talk about on The Attic. Again, not trying to get too serious all the time, but always trying to be entertaining. Yeah, they tried to give my man King James, I'm going to call him what his mama called him, try to get my man King James some bullshit because he was at an AAU game and his son threw the alley-oop to this other cat who dunked it down, and LeBron went typical father. And because he's LeBron James, they was giving him like mad criticism in the newspaper and on social media. I want to say, before I turn it over to the cast, damn all of them. Yeah, even though you are the greatest basketball player of all time, I'm going to just put that out there right now and cut off anybody's mic who disagree. Okay? But anybody mic, any disagreement, we go right to the mute button. But no, you are a great basketball player, but you are also a father. Sometimes I think people lose sight of that. If I was at, my son played football, and he was a wrecking machine, and it was kind of funny only because he would hit little kids, and I'm not joking, and I'm not making this up, and several times ambulances had to take them off the field. So now as a father, and again, we're talking football. Nobody died or got permanently damaged, but as a father, watch your son play football lane or hit like that. Yo, that's like, yeah, that's my. Then you look around, you see the other father over there. Like, yeah, that's my boy. But as a father, you know, you feel proud about that. So when LeBron went into his LeBron thing about his son, I thought that was awesome. Anybody else see that or got an opinion on that?
No, I agree. I think it was just a dad being, you know, a dad, like you said, at a game, being excited, you know, for his child. He went into dad, you know, dad mode. And the gentleman who had a problem with it was, I believe his name was Jason, was it Whitlock, for he works at Fox. And he's the one who criticized his behavior, saying that it was inappropriate and pretty much over the top. I believe his comment was he needs to sit his ass down.
Damn. You know what? I want to say to Jason, I bet you if your son threw that oop like that, I bet you you'd be dancing on the floor too. But since your son can't play like that, I guess nobody's kids should be allowed to be great or do a great thing. Again, but you know, that's that price that you pay. Well, it's not even a price you pay, because I really don't think Bron give a damn about what my man said about him. But because you're famous, what, you think that you stop having normal tendencies? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he's saying that LeBron is doing it for attention and that he's doing it for his brand and that he's really taking away from his son, because this should be his son's time to shine and be noticed, and that he's taking away from his son's spotlight by, you know, getting that attention and taking away from his son.
See, that's that bullshit. When his son enrolled in the school, before his son put sneakers on, his son had the spotlight. So, you know, that's just some bullshit. And there we go again. Brother getting famous off of his black parent is a problem. But again, the rest of the world, that's how we shape up. But I ain't going to take that there for right now, because you know what, Bron? If your man throw that oop like that again, I would hope you do the same thing. But this time, I would throw a little more in there, because if anybody thinks that LeBron James, yeah, I'm going on the wire for the GOAT. Anybody think that LeBron James have to do some shit like that at his son's game to get media attention, then you know absolutely nothing about media attention.
I just think he's damned if you do and damned if you don't. Yeah. You know, I mean, first they say, you know, men ain't there for their children. You know, black men are not there for their kids. And here's a man that is present and there for his child. So, I mean, don't knock the brother. I mean, I applaud it.
Bro, Messi, what was he saying? That he's from where?
Oh, he did the guy. His show is on Fox Channel.
Okay. All right.
The sporting show from Fox. Right. And they've got to get that token in there, because it just don't seem right coming from
a white person.
So they got to get a person of color to go at him so that they can start with the racist stuff. And he said, okay, I'll do it. Not that you got to automatically love LeBron James, but
hey,
he did nothing to nobody. He's done more good than he's done bad. So for anybody who can find a reason to what's that?
I'm sorry. I forgot you have a control panel too. But go ahead. Yes.
I was just giving him his props. But everybody don't like LeBron James.
But that's because, listen, there's this thing called jealousy, man. That's all. I didn't like Michael Jordan. Why? Because of the shit he did to the Knicks. And to this day, I'm kind of getting over it now. But you didn't have to do John Starks like that, Mike. You didn't have to do them like that, man.
That's how a lot of people feel about LeBron.
Thank you. I had to fish that one out of you, but go ahead.
That's what I really meant. But I don't see anything. I meant, instead of talking about that, why didn't the guy make a big announcement when he talked about his school that he opened up? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did he do that for publicity?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's just people out there that ain't got nothing better to do, and they want their 15 minutes of fame.
Watch this. If that Los Angeles Laker, a.k.a. LeBron James, needed so much attention that he tried to get it from an AAU basketball game, see, that's just that stupid shit that people put out there, for real. If he wanted attention like that, he could have just rented a limo, with security, and just go post it up on any block in L.A. if you want attention. But, yeah, that was just some dumb shit.
If he wanted attention, all he had to do, if really, is call a post press conference.
News conference.
He got used to do that.
That's what he got. That's what he
It's just all nonsense anyway.
trying to make something out of nothing.
Exactly.
That's what, like Iverson say, and I quote, "We talking about practice.
Yo, wait a minute. We're gonna drift just a little bit, and then I'm going to come back and end this LeBron. That's just what Allen Iverson said. He said, man, this ain't even a game. This is practice, man. I've been doing this all my life. This is what I do. So I missed the practice. You going to get mad? But anyway, let's bring this back. I think that was just foul, that not even got any news publicity. But, yo, King James, you do what you do. And, again, I'm absolutely certain. And, again, I've never met you, but I've, you know, I watch you. And I ain't going to get into all that bullshit. But, King James, you do you. All right? And if that's what you want to do, then you do you. And whoever don't like it, well, you do something better than King James, and then you can have that spotlight. But until then, I say in the words of the writer, you take your ass somewhere and sit your ass down. Yeah, that's what you do with that. But I'm good, though. Hold on. Wolf side. I'm just saying, you can't – watch this. You can't go on Brown Brown. Not here. I was sharing my mantles for – I was sharing them between LeBron James and Cory Booker. But you know Cory ain't in the race no more, so so LeBron just got elevated a couple of feet, man. Hey, but anyway, speaking of elevated, again, more and more states are jumping on board with legalizing marijuana. Is that what it's called these days? Marijuana, that's the name? Is that the street name?
Cannabis, marijuana, weed, whatever.
All right, man. Okay, so we're going to go by – no, more and more states are legalizing it decriminalizing it, which before we get into the goods and bads of that, that's just some bullshit. And let me tell you why. It's legal on a state level, but it's not legal on any federal level. So even though it's okay, it's not okay. So why says I gotta go color purple? So Paul ain't Paul. So what's the benefits there? And I mean, they're taxing it. You know what I'm saying? So when we have a law that state is recognized by the state, but not at the federal level, I mean, what are we really saying to people? I'm really confused about that, and I would really like to hear a response to that. Anybody?
You're free, but you're not free?
Yeah, exactly. So how
I think the history of it is why it's like that also.
What do you mean, sir?
I mean that from the white people's standpoint, it's something that they demonize, but they use as well, but they don't want anybody else to use it like they do.
Okay, I'm definitely not going to disagree with that. But my question would be, if it's okay, all right, and I'll hear your disagreement in 1 minute. But my question would be, how much sense, or I mean, I'm sure it makes some sense somewhere to somebody to have a federal law, a federal violation that's acknowledged on a state level as being okay. So does that really mean that if your state says you approve, you okay with recreational and medicinal marijuana, does that mean at any time any federal agency can come and shut you down? Is that what that means?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what it means.
They can kick that door right down there.
Right. Sorry, bro,
I'm sorry,
baby bro. Go. You go, baby bro.
That's exactly what it means. Until the federal law changes, They always are going to trump the state laws. They just haven't decided to crack down on the states yet.
Okay. I mean, and I understand that that's what it means, but I'm saying from a, I mean, how much sense does that make? Now, don't get me wrong. If you're living in one of those states, I mean, if you want to smoke and you're living in one of those states that says it's okay for recreational and medicinal, I understand your direct benefit if that's what you want to do. But I'm saying from an organization or a legal point of view, if it's illegal on the federal level, but it's accepted on the state level, now if the federal, I mean, and I'm not trying to take this too far, if the federal government is aware that there's a crime going on, are they not supposed to investigate or shut it down? If they're aware that there's a crime going on.
Apparently not. There's a crime going on in the White House. They ain't shut it down.
Well, they trying to, but they just a little scared. They're going to get over to it. They, watch this. They haven't had enough beers yet. They don't, their beer muscles ain't up yet. But they're going to get to it. But does that,
right,
does
that so
make sense?
Maybe they should put the beer down and get some marijuana.
But then they're going to forget where they're supposed to be going. No, go ahead.
They just don't want you to know they're doing it. Believe me, they're doing it. They just don't want you to know they're doing it. They're hypocrites. That's what. And then
True. Secondly,
they won't crack down on the states because the states are bringing in money. Colorado, all those states that have legalized it, because there's no other revenues. You can only tax people so much. Revenues are drying up. So they won't crack down on the states because the states that have legalized it for recreational use are drawing in income. So the federals aren't going to do that because they know the states need the money.
But see, that's my point, though. If the federal government recognizes that it is a benefit because the states that are now bringing in revenue as a result of legalizing recreational and medicinal marijuana, wouldn't the federal government say, wait a minute, man, if these five states can bring in money, maybe the rest of y'all can do the same thing. I mean, wouldn't that be something that, and then we can legalize it from the federal level so we don't have this dichotomy, illegal, federal, legal at the state. That's all I'm trying to say. I just don't understand if it's going to be a benefit, and I don't have all the data in front of me, but I'm pretty sure crimes and things of that nature haven't gone up, or in most cases have gone down in states that legalize marijuana.
Yeah, but think about the states that have legalized it.
I think the issue that they're having now is they're trying to, it's with the verbiage, the language between recreational, I think legislatively they're trying to figure out how they want to handle that recreational, because they know that that's going to be an issue. I recall reading somewhere the language, the verbiage is what they want to figure out how, because they know that the public will perceive how that will be perceived in terms of recreational. So they want to change that word recreational and maybe make that into adult usage, because they know that the public will perceive that recreational, and that could be a problem. So that's where their state. That's why they're making it on a state to state level, as far as who wants to, how they're legalizing that in terms of recreational.
Again, I say again, name the states that have it legalized.
Colorado for one.
Yes, Colorado for one.
Right.
I think Florida, California.
See, they want to put a control on that recreational.
Hello.
That's why they're having a problem with that.
Sid, you also got to remember too, for the government to legalize it, what do you do with the people that's locked up on weed charges?
And that's another issue that they want to try to work out too. The people that are already locked up, as far as, you know, how are they going to go about, you know, working that issue out as well, you know, in terms of releasing them. So a lot of things have to be negotiated and worked out on that level as well. So there's a lot of things legislatively that have to be figured out.
And in reality, they don't want that to happen. They like to lock people
That's
up
right.
for profit.
Hello.
You know,
who
they want to have that
See?
Right. They want
that right.
record
that
on the black man.
That's fairly
but their biggest concern, but their biggest concern is that recreational, because they know that the public will perceive that, and they really want to take that word out. I remember I recall
That's,
reading that they really want to take that word out and change that to adult usage, because they said that the public will perceive that word. It can be perceived in a lot of different ways, so they want to take that recreational out and just make that adult usage.
Right. That's what they want you to believe. What they don't want you to know is that they do not want all of these black folks running around here smoking their weed, getting high,
exactly.
and becoming drug addicts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they use the word recreational to take it out. But they don't really want to do anything with it, because as the co-producer Nicola just said numerous times, do you know how much money they make for having us locked up?
Actually,
now they're going to let us out? It's just too much money being made. So they want the best of both worlds.
Right.
Talk
so,
to me,
but
sister.
But it's all in how this proposal is written. So that's why that word recreational definitely has to come out of it. That verbiage has to come out, because that will be perceived in so many different ways. So that's why that has to come out. That verbiage has to be removed.
They
want
to take it out and put white people only.
Sister Tippy, go ahead. I want to let you get your mic hot.
That they again. I hate that.
Yes.
That blanket.
Well, they is legislate. No, when I say they, I mean legislators. That's what I'm talking about. That's
Thank
the they.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, that when I say they, that is what I'm referring to. Legislators. The lawmakers. That's what I'm talking about.
My
yeah,
favorite.
Lawmakers. Yeah, I'm referring to lawmakers.
Okay.
Well, you're
welcome, producer. I'm just saying. I thought World War III was about to pop off. Hey, but nice ice cube on a hot situation, baby sis. But you know what? There's only four states that's legal. Alaska, California, Colorado, Massachusetts. I don't think Maine is proposed right now.
Pack my bags. But, I'm out.
Huh? But you know. But again, I like that question that you put out there earlier, baby, bro. If they do, now, for the states that legalize it, if you went to jail in that state for that, should I be sent home now? Because it's no longer a crime?
You can't do that.
Or do I have to finish serving my sentence because it was a crime when I did it? But even though it's no longer a crime, I got to still serve my time? How does that work?
Yeah. Yeah, they ain't trying to cut you loose. They want to keep their money.
So you sent me to jail. You sent me to jail for something that's now legal, but I have to stay in jail.
Why do you think the federal government?
No, I don't think that's the
it.
Case. I think that's the things that have to be discussed and have to be reviewed. And so I think that's why stuff. I'm sorry?
I think one of the things you have to ask yourself is how many people have had a drug overdose from marijuana, and that is zero. And when you compare that to all the other drugs, then you need to think about realizing
wait a
you
minute.
Demonize
wait a
something.
I disagree. Wait a minute. The definition of overdose says more than a lot, more than is permissible or more than is acceptable. Any drug can be an overdose. You know, people drive by a drug overdose
Stop
and
it.
Tylenol.
Stop it. She said, wait a minute. Let me give you the literal definition. But I hear you, though. But you're right. Both of you are right. Nobody's overdosing off of weed. At the worst you're going to do is take your ass somewhere, probably eat up everything in your kitchen.
And not clean my house.
Yeah, you don't usually hear a whole lot about, I'm so high on weed. You know what? Maybe I need to go stick this gas station up for more. I need another bag of weed. I mean, don't get me wrong. It may happen, but you don't hear about that kind of shit because it doesn't happen with enough frequency to make it a thing, so to speak. But
here's what
here's what the deal is, for so long, those older congressmen, they had people believe, they fed the nation for 50 years that marijuana, quote unquote, is
the
gateway to other drugs. So if you smoke marijuana, you're getting ready to go and do everything else to become the worst people possible. And so they got. I understand that they want you to think they legislate. This isn't going to be legislated until you get another 25% of the older white people that have the power in D.C. out. Then you'll be able to see some change. But as I said, that legal stuff right now, if you look at the states, you'll see the method to the madness. It's not a big deal to legislate. We can't find the right verbiage. Massachusetts found it. Colorado found it. None of it had nothing to do with it.
No. What I mean by that is, again, from what I was reading, they don't want to use the word recreational because they know the public will, how that will be perceived as when you say recreational. They want to remove that. They don't want to have that verbiage used. Not
that
they can't find the right verbiage. They want to remove that.
Okay, so
they
want to remove it.
They want to remove that.
They can find verbiage and they just want to remove it, but they haven't. That's the point I'm making. That's just talk. Look over here because I'm doing stuff over here. Has nothing to do with it. The same way the other states were able to do it, they can do it. They don't want to do it.
So am I?
Because a lot of them are.
Am I to understand that maybe, just maybe, the selection of states that are legalizing marijuana, that there's a plan to how we're going to allow this to come into the United States, and it has already been determined based on geographic areas who's going to legalize and who's not? Is that kind of what we got going on here?
That's what I believe.
They want to control it without a doubt. They want to control who can and who can't.
White people, white states control it.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
Well, good for me then, huh?
Huh?
Well, I mean, the facts are right before us.
And
California is a state and a country all by itself, and California do what it do. But the rest, and the government can't really. California is too powerful. The whole state.
Well, we know the states have made it legal. I think you need to ask yourself is concentrate on the federal level. And get enough people in there to realize that it is working on the state level, and the federal level needs to overturn it.
See, that would be my position. But again, as I started the question off, I just don't see why we want to maintain a dilemma such as illegal federal, legal state, same set of offenses. I just don't understand that. And again, I'm sure somewhere down the line that makes sense to somebody. But if I'm operating a drug operation that is legal, sanctioned by my state, I think that's pretty messed up that at any point a federal agency can come in and shut me down. That just don't pass the common sense test.
Well, how does it work? How does it work with the dispensaries that they have to grow it? If you can grow it out, in those states.
Well, again, that's all
and,
state.
And if it's not legal at the federal level.
Because
I don't know.
You have to understand, with the federal, because we have so many states, since we have the states, they have the right to govern their states accordingly, but there's got to be a overbody law to keep everybody kind of in check. And this is what the federal government's position is supposed to be. So you can do it, but now if we see that it's getting out of hand, we have the authority to come in and do whatever we want to straighten it out to keep us in a perfect union. So this is what the federal government is. And so this is why the federal government is saying no right now, because we got to be able to control this. So if the state wants to do it, you can do it.
Hey, listen up. I really appreciate podcast audience for hanging out with the Addict tonight. Tonight we'll probably end our 30-minute show because tonight should have been a 60-minute show. But nonetheless, I thank you for hanging out with Haz the Haz on Block Talk Radio every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. We'll be here with Urban Podcast sharing our opinions with the world. Say goodnight, Cass. I'm out.
Goodnight, Cass. Later. Hey, everybody.
Goodnight, Cass.
You always got jokes, man.
You said say goodnight, Cass.
I did.
I'm out, everybody.